This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. There is growing evidence that the use of outside consultants by governments is resulting in poorer public services. The latest evidence comes in a report commissioned by the European Public Service Union, EPSU. Here, introducing the report is Jan-Willem Goudrian, EPSU's General Secretary, and Nadia Salsen, an EPSU policy officer responsible for issues related to central or federal governments.
It's a pleasure to be again on Radio Labour. We are launching a new report which looks into the industry of private consultancies in a number of member states of the European Union and in the European institutions, in particular the European Commission. It highlights examples like BlackRock investment and how they have influenced European decision-making. It looks at the McKinsey affair in France and how it replaced policy-making, it replaced civil servants. Why do we think this is important? It's because these private consultancy and the way these services are outsourced has an impact on democracy, has an impact on principles of good public administration. Good public administrations are a pillar of democracy, a pillar of ensuring trust of citizens in the function of our administration. These private consultancies are bending the interests, the public interest in their favor. It becomes the private interest which dominates. This report, we also want to ensure that there's a discussion with the European Commission, in the European Parliament, with other organizations on how consultancies operate in the European Union. EPSU is also a member of the Alter EU coalition, which tries to draw attention to principles of accountability, transparency in the European institutions. And this is part of that broader effort to ensure good public administration also in the European institutions.
We just had the press launch of our new report on outsourcing in the state sector. And the reason why we commissioned the Greenwich University to do that study for us is because it's actually the first time that we look into what's going on in terms of commercialization of the state sector, of our governments. And we, in EPSU, we've done many studies now looking at the scale and consequences of privatization in other sectors, in gas, in electricity, in water, healthcare, and recently social care. But it's the first time we wanted to look into the heart of the machinery of governments. So the reason why we commissioned Greenwich University to do that research for us on the scale and impact of outsourcing in the state sector is because we knew that, after one decade of austerity, of job cuts, or at least job capping in many, many countries in the European Union, there was going to be, a serious problem with staff shortages. And indeed, what the report has found is an increasing reliance in a large number of countries of the state sector on pricey, very opaque and private external consulting firms. In a number of cases, providing a service which really should be done by the civil service itself. EPSU has been doing lots of research on privatization, public-private partnerships in a number of sectors. But what we didn't expect is the very fast growth of outsourcing firms' involvement in the state sector. And what the report has also found is that, very, very pricey, very expensive fees for consulting firms, which represents, if I take the example of the French civil service, the daily fee of a private consultant can be up to three times the average wage of a civil servant. So it can be up to 3,000 euros per day. Quite striking is that the quality of the services done by those consulting firms remains to be really seen. Based on interviews of our affiliates, big difficulty is really finding out what the consulting firms have actually done for the state. That raises a number of issues in terms of ethics, of course, but also in terms of, spending of taxpayers' money, but also in terms of the lack of respect for civil servants, because one key question is whether consulting firms substitute for civil servants or whether they are there to reinforce, to support the civil service. And it seems that in a number of cases, the big risk is that consulting firms risk really substituting civil servants.
EPSU's report entitled Outsourcing Public Administrations to Private Firms was produced by the Public Services International Research Unit at Greenwich University in London. Here is the author of the report.
My name is Vera Wegmann. I work at the University of Greenwich, and together with Kyla Sankai, I wrote this report. It's called Hollowed Out. And it's really about the growing impact of consultancy in central governments and also the European Commission. The aim of the report was about looking at central governments and the privatization which are going on in central governments. So for EPSU in the past, like I've written a few reports, and like EPSU has done great work on privatization, but usually we focused on public services and the utilities. And this time, this is the first report which really focuses on the government itself and the variations of different governments within Europe and how there is an increasing involvement of the private sector. We see that consultancy is rising rapidly throughout Europe, more in the Nordic countries and central European countries, but it's a trend within the whole European Union. Too little research has been done about it, and that research which has been done has not been so positive. So we can see that more and more academic studies are showing that there is almost like an addiction to consultancy, which means soon as there are consultants coming in, they're usually bringing in more consultants. Why is that the case? So consultants have different roles. One very key role often is to advise governments on how to cut the budget, how to cut public spending. So if then the outcome is more and more staff is being cut based on the recommendation from consultancy, then in the end there is a lack of staff. So how will this be addressed? And in the end, through more consultancy. So this is one phenomenon we see. However, austerity cuts have also increased consultancy. Now with the pandemic, there has also been an increase of consultancy. So this is really like a trend throughout the EU. What this report has done is to look at different examples throughout the EU. We have done interviews with affiliates from EPSU, so with trade unions, and really try to understand what is going on the ground. And we collected these case studies. The report is also looking at how it can be done better. One key aspect for us to think about is why does it even matter? Like, why is it the problem that that there is so much consultancy in the EU? You might say, well, consultants are experts, and what's the problem with having more and more experts playing out a role in central government? Well, it matters because we can see through this more and more consultancy and more outsourcing, we see a fragmentation. So we're losing the expertise of the civil servant staff, but then these consultants are supposedly coming in for on a short term and basis, and the experts are actually asking the civil servants which are already there on the ground. This means that we're losing the expertise within the central government, but also because it's so fragmented, because there's so many different firms and everything can be outsourced through consultancy in one way or another, or we see a more and more fragmentation of the state. So one hand doesn't know what the other hand is doing, and because it's a short-term contract, the knowledge doesn't stay within the government, and this is a problem for actually the skills in the future and for also the functioning of the government and also the functioning of our democracy. We also see that consultancy is used to bypass procurement regulations, but sometimes also other regulations, labor regulations, for example. And we can see that in some countries, consultants are brought in order to go against regulations to have not so many staff on short-term contracts. So it goes against labor regulations. We can also see that consultancy is often used to bypass environmental regulations. And we can see that consultancy is very, very expensive, because if you think about how much a consultant costs for a day, their daily rate and how much a civil servant costs for a day, then you see a huge difference, like not only double, often it's triple or four times or even like even more than that. So in the long run, it's very, very expensive for the state.
You can find more information about the negative role of private consultants on public services on EPSU's website at epsu.org.